Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Congratulations, everyone. You've survived the big ol' ooze that I happened to throw at you there. And yeah, if you recall, we are here in the maintenance bay. It's crowded with little bits of junk and broken down machinery, as well as some items that look like a brand new litter on the floor here.
Ladybug.
You know, we took a little break off a couple days since we recorded last, but no, I don't believe you've taken the time to really look around this room yet. Is that right?
Or under character sheets.
Of course, we're with the iconic Starfinder 2E adventurers, the first like full adventure characters. Drew is Scally, Jabert is Verdumph, Rebecca Zinko, and Tyler Crackry. That Crackry is going to be like right up there with that stupid Vesk character that you had. Who even remembers Andros? Him? Whatever his name is, Crackry. Forever.
I was having trouble thinking of this character's name, and I stole, as all creatives do, I essentially stole it from a short story that appears in Jordan Peele's horror anthology book out there. I think it's called Out There Screaming. I can't remember the author of the particular short story. I'll have to look it up and actually say it for credits purposes, but it comes from her short story.
Cool.
There you go. The more you know.
Yeah. So there's a good lot of junk in this room, but you think some of it might be worth looking over, maybe worth salvaging. Can you think of a skill you might roll to sort out what would be useful? A non-perception skill.
Non-perception. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a crafting check.
Yeah. That'd be a skill.
Like an engineering thing. Yeah. Let's see. Where did do? I got crafting. I got pants. Craft me up some fancy pants. Hey, 25.
Wow. Well, believe it or not, a success.
Am I indeed able to craft up some fancy pants?
Well, we'll see. Does your Verdump have a background in engineering, or were they on the old Kasathan homeworld? I feel like everyone had to be kind of like a ship mechanic.
I mean, you know, you've always got to have like a wrench in at least one hand when you're on there. Like,
or people don't think you're working.
Right, exactly. Even if it's not in either of your two primary hands, like you got to have it at least in one hand. Like
you're that original Star Trek Enterprise crew member who's just like like making the gesture of a wrench on a wall. Because he didn't. Oh yeah, no, Drew knows, of course. He was like pretending to screw like a manhole almost, but there was no prop in his hands.
Am I getting this wrong because the memes happen at the same time? Was that not the most interesting man in the world?
Oh, I don't know.
Like the Dundee's commercial guy.
And maybe they co-opted it, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't like in frame for like widescreen.
Well, in Star Trek, they didn't make anything widescreen when they did the HD versions.
Then I got no clue why that guy had no prop in his hands. It's like an invisible door he was trying to open or something. That's what you have to do on the Adara.
Yeah. Right.
Regardless, this is a success. Way to go, Verdumph. You find maybe sifting through some of the bits and bobs of this ooze. It was kind of covering up both. You can harvest a comm unit from in here, as well as a radiation sweeper. It's a pretty important item in some of other campaigns. Radiation sweeper.
When it does come up.
And throw it away. Who needs that?
Boo. I start booing at it.
Oh. Yeah, and that is mostly what you find here in the goop. And for the rest of it's just mostly scrap.
Goop scrap.
Yep. Goop scrap. And I'm guessing I don't have the stats for the radiation sweeper in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that's in the old playtest. Let's see.
Thank you. I think you're right.
Now that I'm searching for it, it's not coming up. Sweeper. Let's see here. Yes. All right. Radiation sweeper is a level 2 technological item, and it sweeps out about 120 feet in front of you. When you interact with it, it gives you all the old pings of the presence of low, medium, high, or severe radiation, and displays it on a screen, a simple screen.
I turn it on.
It does not detect through 3 feet of dirt or wood, 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or any force field. Oh, man.
Boy. So just oxygen, huh?
All right, you turn it on, and I refuse to look and see if there's any radiation. Now, there's no radiation in the room. I think
I pointed at Cry. I pointed at Cry, and it says, beep, beep, beep. There's dirt in the way. Beep, beep, beep.
It's freaking out.
dirt. Warning, dirt. Nah, I said you're a dirt bag.
Oh, get it? I'm full of hot air.
I forgot.
Doesn't seem like, I mean, it's either not working or there's no radiation. I guess those are the only two off. I mean, the
sounds reasonable.
The screen lights up, so,
it's working perfectly. Nice.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Who knows? Who flippin' knows? Yeah, so besides the entrance that you came down this very short hallway from the kind of main nexus, besides going back that direction, you also find what looks like a ladder leading up to a crawl space. And that's about it in this room.
Nice.
What would you guys like to do?
Oh, no. How big is the crawl space?
Big enough to crawl into, but probably, I forgot. Crack is large. Is that correct?
Yeah, Laura, I'm big.
It's something.
Hey, I'm small. Can I climb up there?
Yeah, well, that'd you should lead the way since you would have the most mobility.
Yeah, yeah. You pretty much have, like, you might have to stoop a little bit, but it's like, you know, John McClane tunnel size, tunnel size, air ducts. But it's pretty big. Cry would have to, like, super squeeze, be a very tight squeeze. I'm so not used to large creatures in second edition rules because they're just like, very few, like they decided to, like, unfortunately, make it a rare thing in Pathfinder Second Edition, which is kind of a bummer because they were so open to large species in Starfinder 1E, I should say. But maybe, yeah, this is a move back. I feel like there were large ancestries in the, was it the Howl of the Wind Pathfinder book? Where you can play like Animal Kin and stuff like that, but yeah, I don't know why they just didn't want to deal with managing.
Well, you know, there are some Barathu things that allow you to sort of be a better squeezer. I went the opposite way with it. I'm a bigger balloon, so this is gonna be a toughie. But I'll Cry will try to work his way through the crawl space. But I'll be in the back. I'll lag behind a little bit.
All right. Well, this one only it does hook back and spits you out in a hallway about 50 feet away. A little circuitous, but you can in a few different places kind of take a peek out in what looks like a network of ducts. From
quack, quack.
From this main corridor, places that you wouldn't be able to squeeze through that are only like a foot wide, but it basically leads you back. Yeah, absolutely perfect. It leads you back to this hallway over here on the map.
I see.
Did we just do a sus event?
Yeah, it seemed like there's a whole network of events here, but that one didn't really have much of a payoff. I'm guessing. It doesn't really describe in, like, it's on the map very well, but doesn't describe anything major happening from this vent. I'm just double checking the old cosmic birthday here. I'm not missing something on the ghost levels.
Ghost levels.
No, don't think so. All right, cool. That's where you come on out. So you can head back towards the center where there's a whole heaping load full of places to go towards the north, or the hallway that you're in, there's a set of double doors down here as well. I forget if you guys had a plan or not on how you were.
I don't think we had a plan. I think we were just aimlessly walking around.
You had like one note, which is like writing on the hallway last week that's like, don't go down this way. And you're like,
so we went that way.
We're going down that way. You can't trick us, Patrick. You dummy. We know that's where you're keeping all the good treasure. And you were right. You got a radiation sweeper out of it. Yeah. So look at you guys. So rich in radiation sweepers.
so savvy.
Well, we're in the second edition of Kami now, so this 350 credits that it costs, if you sold it, be 175.
Yeah.
Wait.
Woo! Yeah.
That's half. No more like, oh, here, I'll give you 35 credits for this piece of junk.
I'm rich!
And you're going to thank me for it.
All right, so we can take one of the hallways shooting off from the center, or we can take these double doors. Does anybody have any theories or preference of what we do? I don't care. I'd really
You're the envoy. You're the leader.
I know. I
I know, and don't I don't care.
Go chaotic.
Lead leader.
I like doorways. Preference. We could go through the doors.
Yeah, it's doors. Doors.
There are six different hallways off of the main hub that you guys started in that you've yet to explore. So if you did want to go random,
okay, here,
and roll a d6.
I got one in my hand right now. Let's do this.
Okay, five will be the one that you're in right now, and then we'll
oh, what do you know? It's five.
Two.
Clockwise. Two. Okay, two would be just going kind of straight north from the direction that you came. Yeah. But basically the exact opposite way of the ooze. The direction you went with the ooze. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
I dig it.
Oh my god, just pure chaos. I imagine your characters are also just like eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
I mean, why wouldn't they be? Like, it's like a liminal space sort of situation we're in. We don't have any reason to be there.
I think Cry would definitely think there's a logical way to go about this, but he's also like, he's not one to speak up in any of these kind of situations. He's just like, I will just observe.
Zinko is hoping to run into a person that, you know, she can maybe use some sort of envoy ability on, but that doesn't seem to be.
Didn't you try to envoy the ooze? I feel like you did. I don't know. That sounds like something I would do. I feel like you tried to envoy the ooze last time, which was pretty peak gaming.
I played bass for envoy the ooze.
As you head down the hallways here, it branches off, so you have more options. I don't know if you want to roll or not. It goes straight down to what looks like a set of double doors, or to the right.
Scally's pirate senses.
Got so many options.
Scally's pirate senses are going off because he sees something that looks interesting over here on the left side.
Yeah, as you look down that way, it looks like there's a big old strong Visk standing at the end of that hallway. You're like barely reaching it.
How strong of a Visk?
So strong. It's like the tallest Visk you've ever seen.
I've seen some pretty tall Visk. Let's go take a look. Wait a second.
The metal corridor abruptly ends here in a marble-tiled niche with kind of flickering hollow above what looks like a couple of large statues. The holographic reads, "The enemy of my enemy has become my friend." So yeah, two massive statues on each side of this room. Faces fairly featureless. As you look at them a little closely, it looks like they've just been worn down, perhaps sanded away by age. But yeah, you can tell one of them, the one here on the left, is the one on the left, very, very strong looking Visk. And the one on the, no, one on the right one is the right a Visk. I can see, Drew, I don't need your help. And the one on the left is a Sheeran. Look at that. A super strong Sheeran.
There's a the Vask right there. I see it.
There is at their feet globs of burnt out wax candles, dead flowers, maybe some olden coins, different offerings and things like that. Maybe a little bit of detritus, little trash as well.
Are there any like plaques or anything to explain who these people are?
Can I roll like a religion check or something? Nope, because I have a negative one to religion. Can someone roll a religion
check? No, you didn't do it. It'd be funny.
Oh, that's a 9.
Yeah.
It no, certainly
you're right.
Seemed.
You're right. That's old priest Jean-Paul the Lizard. That's him.
No, but as you guys are investigating this huge Vesk statue, you see its head turn in your direction, its weapon unsling.
Oh, no, it's undead.
Creaks to life.
My religion check. it's undead. Run.
Let's go ahead and roll into the initiative turn order. You've stumbled upon my Vesk statue monster. if you want to do perception, obviously you can. If you want to make, I don't know if religion is appropriate here, but a crafting check perhaps in looking this over.
Oh, thanks.
That's an option.
Well, I was supposed to click on my dude, wasn't I?
Every single time.
I don't remember how this game works.
This game's silly.
Let's see with my perception.
I haven't been playing on Roll 20 for a decade now.
Consistently too.
Okay, I've got the Vest has got a little bit of a drop on you. It looks like we've got Scally the closest. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just a little bit of a drop. I'd roll a 19.
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
Yeah, and it indeed there's a whole layer of what looks like grime and patina on this, but as it moves, it starts creaking. You can tell this is a big old like metal statue, and it's going to swing. It's got a bronze Doshko right in Scally's stupid android face. Here comes Drew. All right, the 11. The first is a 22 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
Bam, bam. For 9 points of damage.
Oh, good lord.
Well, here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. And I don't have much else to do with my last action here. We're going to make another attack. Get the gal. 6 on the dice is only going to be a 12.
Okay, that's a miss.
Yep. That'll take us to second on the turn order. It's Drew. You are the closest to this thing. Maybe you got wind of its head moving, but what would you like to do?
Do I have the room to move here, or is that too close to the wall?
You'd be pressing your back against the wall, but that'd be fine.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to shoot the Sheeran statue.
Oh,
Drew! I swear.
Are you trying to bring the other one to life too?
I swear to Urgothoa, if you make this a 1v us to a 2v us,
hey,
I'm out.
Hey, you gotta let Scally Scally. You know what I'm saying?
Scally's gonna Scally. Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Scally respects the Vesk statue, but the Sheeran one hasn't gotten a fight yet, so he needs to be taught a lesson. No, is that what you want to do? Second action.
Gonna shoot the laser pistol at the Sheeran statue.
Okay, go right ahead.
22.
Is he a genius or is he just crazy?
That is a hit. How much damage are we talking here? Okay, all right.
With its hardness of 10. Uh-oh.
Yes, it seems to bounce right off of it and unfortunately does not animate to answer that attack.
Well, now I'll just shoot the the Vesk.
Okay, go right ahead. All right,
come on.
Oh,
natural 1, critical fail, critical fumble. We were not pulling cards, right?
No, I don't think they're because they're in Pathfinder Second Edition. There are no.
Oh, there are. You know there are, buddy.
No, I don't think I'm...
They're optional cards, but I gotta Starfinderize them. Tyler Cry Cry is next.
I'm going to...
I have one HP, by the way. I don't even remember if I missed it.
Oh,
we're so good at this game. Some HP,
please. Yeah, you'd like this like is the
perfect
HP.
Time. Perfect time to bring that up.
It's the healer's turn, and you're talking about HP. All right.
Sure, I don't know if it's relevant, but
I will spend an action using my Vitality Network to give you back. Guess 10 hit points.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Which is most of my network, so. But I get more every turn. And that's one action. And then we're going to... Patrick, do I have line of sight?
I think just barely, yeah.
Okay.
See around the corner.
I'm going to use my focus spell, which is called Shadow Snap. It says with a snap of your fingers. I don't have fingers. So we're going to say with a snap of my...
Tendrils,
protrusions. You command the target's shadow to attack or stalk the body. We're going to choose attack. If you command it to attack, I get to attempt a spell attack roll against the target's AC. If I hit, I do 1d10 damage, doubled on a critical. That's it.
This thing is hopefully mean to so much stuff. I gotta go through like every single one here, but I don't think there's really any Shadow Snap has any stipulations, like mental or...
Mm-mm. Well, I missed, so don't worry about it.
Oh, it's an attack?
I make a spell attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
I get to sustain the spell for up to a minute, so this is gonna happen. I'm essentially controlling its shadow for the remainder of the fight as long as I use the sustain spell action.
Okay. Is that all your actions then?
That was all my actions. You're right.
Then we're on to Zinko.
Question. You mentioned a hologram or holographic like nameplate thing or something like, in front of the statue.
It's like a floating saying above the statue.
Okay. The reason I ask is I have digital diversion, which allows me to create a diversion by using computers on a target carrying, wearing, or wielding a tech item. Does that apply here?
Carrying, wearing, or don't believe it does. Okay. I don't think he's got any tech on him. This is like a separate part of the room.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to say, get him on the vest. Stop shooting the... Oh. Inanimate object, you weirdo.
In my defense, that's a thing you could do. What did that plaque say? The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. I think that was I didn't think I had to relate.
I had two ideas about it, and it looks like the second idea is the one that <Yeah. enemy laughs> but I had to go for it.
I hear you.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay. But yeah, so Getum is on the vesk now, and I guess that I will shoot at it because I don't have anything else I can really do.
Lead by example. Yeah, you want everyone else to get them, you should get them yourself.
Oh yeah, I forgot that was a thing.
Envoy.
I think it was a very good example.
Natural 2.
Yeah.
So, at this point, I remind you that the hero points, the thing, got hero points.
Yeah, let me reroll that. Can't do much worse than a 2.
Can hero point? Oh, no.
That was... What can I get for challenging the universe?
You didn't do worse than a 2. A second 2 has entered the roll 20 shadow boy. Oh, this is going to be all of level 1 Starfinder 2, isn't it? Just going to be like fights that are 8 hours long.
I get another shot, don't I?
Yes. Get him and shoot. All right. Second shot.
Oh, my God.
Troll 1. There's the worse than a 2, Rebecca.
Yikes.
I have angered the dice gods today. All right.
What did you do, Rebecca? Verdump. What you got, Jabert?
So when I roll initiative, my quantum field goes up. So that's...
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Indeed.
What does it look like? Describe it to us once again.
It's wibbly. It's wobbly, probably. It's a little shimmery. Gravity sort of ebbs and flows inside of it slightly, and things do not look as they are inside, and indeed I am concealed from this guy back here.
Ooh,
very sneaky. Let's see here, that's what that does, right? Yeah, concealed creatures within your quantum field, so which is good. because I'm going to, I guess I'm going to, do I shoot it or do I cast at it? I guess I will. Drew, what kind of energy or what kind of weapon damage do you do?
It's a laser pistol, so.
Okay. Fine. What about you, Rebecca? You use a laser pistol too? Yeah, oops, yep. All laser pistols. Okay. Probably not going to do that one. Let's see. Probably not a mind-affecting spell on the statue. But I will do. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Let's do a stumble. Let's cast stumble in this guy.
Stumble deal.
It is a targets one creature, defenses reflex, and basically causes a little like burst of microgravity to sort of like pop up, like let's say like right behind this thing's like knee, and cause it to fumble to the like sort of come down to a knee and becomes off guard.
Okay. But reflexes, a statue's worst.
Ooh, I'm so poor.
But I rolled a 16, so you know what? Shut it. What's your DC there?
17.
That is a success.
All right. So nothing on a success. So, all right. And then I'll sustain my thing as a thing.
It's a little woobly, but it still stands up for its turn.
Oh, boy. Good, good.
I can reach three targets. I'm going to roll to see who he's going after. Mm-hmm. Just go right down the initiative turn order. All right, we're bypassing Scally, moving past Zinko, and it wants a piece of Verdunth. Oh, Verdunth in it.
Let's see. What is this? This is just concealed like a second edition Pathfinder, right?
Pretty sure. So it's gonna move up with the bronze Doshko and try and make an attack against you, bud.
All right.
I'll try. So here's the attack first. It's a 23.
That's probably a hit. Yeah, that's.
I'm gonna roll the
DC
concealment check. Concealment mischance.
Wow.
Yeah, we good. Y'all good in the hood. What is this? A D8 of damage? How are you guys gonna survive this? D8. Boy, howdy, near max. 13 points of bludgeoning damage,
and I go down.
Okay.
All right. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Did we heal after? We
definitely did.
Apparently not.
We did not. We clearly did not. No one remembered.
You guys were hurt?
It was like 3 months ago.
What did you say?
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought we were all so full. Good. I thought we took time to heal.
I'm at half, and I haven't even been hit yet.
You're at half.
What? No.
Right now, but it's next to you. And it's
It's
making its second attack against the little Skittermander here.
And the adventure ends.
I might go to bed, guys. It's been a long week. Like my whole family's been sick, and I
have. Are you sick, Jabert?
I am sick.
No, I don't believe you. That's its turn. Verdumpt, dying, one on the ground. Drew, Scally, we're on to you. I swear to God, you shoot that shearing statue again. We're gonna have problems.
I'm gonna aim at it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm aiming at the Vesk. All right, so aiming, okay. I deal more damage if I hit, and I release or reduce its circumstance bonus to AC from cover by one if it's got cover, but I don't know that it has cover.
Nope, it's flat-footed against you.
All right, so shot the first.
Wow.
It's a 15 to hit.
Let's see here. Strength. Aim gives you a plus one.
If it's for cover.
No.
But that is a miss. But it still has get him, right?
Yes, somehow still a miss.
Oh my gosh.
A 6 on the dice.
This is going to be a really short episode. Yeah. I feel like.
Yep.
Third action.
Shoot again.
Oh, 17. That is a hit.
All right. So that's going to be 6 points of damage.
Oh. Your laser pistol blast bounces off of its bronze hide.
Oh no, we all use laser pistols. Oh no.
Seemingly doing no damage.
We're totally boned.
Tyler, we're on to you.
Run away, dirtbag. Run away.
Run away, dirtbags.
Okay.
Okay.
I was pointing out to my wife the other day that we only ever call people meat bags. And I said this as we were in like a Trader Joe's and we were picking up like a bag of meatballs and then like a bag of like chicken nuggets. And I was like, we don't call these meat bags. We only call people meat bags.
Is that this crew's name? Or are you guys the meat bags or the dirt bags?
Cry and the meat bags.
Oh man, what a cool band
like
name.
I don't like it. That makes me sound, yes, I don't like it that it makes me sound like the lead singer of a band.
Okay. I mean to be fair, you're the bagpipe, so
that's true. Just squeeze on me and who knows what sound comes out.
Right. Just shove a pipe in your mouth and
yeah,
give it a squeeze.
It's like my sonic healing. You have to be within a certain radius to hear it, and I'll heal you. All right, well, I have a problem. Yeah. Unfortunately, in this game, stabilize is two actions. Mm-hmm. You just went down. You didn't get crit dead.
No, you're just dying one. Yeah.
Okay. I might put you off for a round. I don't know.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Rebecca, what's your character's name?
Zinka.
Okay. Let's use one action to give Zinko 4 hit points via the Vitality Network. And then let's use an action to sustain Cold Snap and make a spell attack roll and see how this goes. I really want to see if the cold damage does anything. Oh, 19?
If this is a spell attack roll, that's a hit.
All right. Does cold damage do anything?
You gotta roll, man. I don't know what to tell you. Gotta roll it first.
Just rolled a 2 on a 1d turn. There's no way.
Is that just 2 damage total?
It's 2 damage total. It's a spell, so it's just there's no bonuses.
Oh, there's a little bit of frost build up on the statue, the big bad statue, but that's about it.
So is that damage statue, though?
No. If this statue could talk, it would be like, I'm going to murder you and your family.
Okay. I have a third action, and I would like to use it to roll, religion or occultism to try to figure out if this is like a puzzle. Like, do I need to speak friend in Vesk or Sheeran to get out of this? I have to imagine this is something we need to deactivate and not actually beat in combat.
You can make a craft check, I imagine.
Let me Arcana, occultism, religion, society.
Give me a second. Oh God, give me a second. Arcana will be another.
Arcana,
one.
Perfect. I'm using my hero point. I'm using my hero
natural
point.
Natural one.
I need this. We need this. Come on. Okay. A 10? 16?
16.
Ooh. Throw me a... Can I get a freaking bone?
Yeah. I mean, you know this to be a mindless construct. You're not sure if there's any specific triggers, but you do know this is just like a big old solid piece of bronze that has somehow magically perhaps come to life and likely will not have the ability to be reasoned with. Running away is always an option.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got to get out of here. This thing's just gonna. I'm hoping that it has like a. It's like, you know, guards this area and where they won't pursue us outside a certain point.
Maybe it has to like return to its base station to charge or.
Yeah. So, or and maybe we can deactivate it remotely from like somewhere else. So, I guess I can stabilize and revitalize next turn. So we just need to survive one more turn.
Oh, good luck. Go, Rebecca.
I am standing right next to Verdunth. Can I use my... What options do I have to stabilize him? I have medicine and I have a med patch on me.
Med patch, I believe you can just rip and apply for hit points, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it works just like a... Just like a healing serum or whatever.
Would that help or no?
Yeah, give me hit points back.
They better not get rid of serums. I love me some serums. Commercial med patch does just D8, I'm guessing.
Single-use medicine patches designed to be slapped on with little skill required.
Oh, D6.
Requires one action. You regain the number of hit points and an item bonus to saving throws and disease for 10 minutes.
1d6, Rebecca.
Okay.
It's going to take you two better actions than nothing, to right? do this.
Yeah. Does action, it? Action to take it out and action to apply, I believe. And then you can move if you want.
Okay. And then I'll scurry out.
look at that, Jabert. You're back in this game.
You realize it's gonna be Ryan. His turn. This vet's gonna look at the ground and is like, "Why are you awake again?" Smash.
Yeah, technically in second edition, you will go immediately before the best statue on the following turn, but that is right now. Jabert Verdumpf is.
Oh yeah.
Is up. You are on the ground, but you got six Skidamander arms very quickly leaving you behind with a med patch that's applying some healing to you.
Yeah, I'll move down the hallway, I suppose.
Rebecca, you moving as well?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how far I can go. Also, I have a climb speed equal to my land speed, so I feel like we should be going up into the air duct, but maybe that's overkill.
Yeah. Jabert, pull your mic closer to you, bro.
Yeah, I was prepared to never speak again. So. I was preparing to turn off the microphone for the night, but here we go. I'm back, baby. I'll stand up, take one move action and move away, and I'll take a shot with my, what did I say, staff. Who was this character before? And then I'll take a shot with I'll take a shot with a laser pistol.
Oh, you want to anger it some more, huh? Yes, that is a hit, I believe.
All right, well, yeah, it'll be, I don't know, wait 15. Till you hear my amazing attack bonus. 19 altogether is what it is.
Okay, maybe it's not. You're shooting through Cry. You're just providing a good amount of cover. Okay. Cover.
Okay.
If it makes you feel better, it would not have damaged it, I don't think. I'm just looking, if it's a laser pistol, you've got as well.
Yep.
Oh boy, there's got to be some monsters that are weak to fire down here, and you guys will excel at that state. You guys will be miles away, so powerful. On to its turn, it's got Cry and Scally equidistant between it. It is going to attack
Scally.
It's going to move back right in front of the Sheeran statue. Make an attack roll here. Bingo bango. 27. Oh, no. Drew.
That's got to be a crit.
What's your armor class, Drew?
Oh, you know what my armor class is.
Is it?
I do not.
It's only 17.
Oh, that's God. A critical hit.
No. Oh, boy. Let's pull up the massive damage rules real quick.
6, 12. It is 19 points of damage.
Well, I only had 11, so...
Wait, what's your max?
17. No, yeah, 17.
Oh, you had 11 or 1?
I had 11, because I got 10 from the Vitality Network.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
All right.
Because if you're still on 1, that would be a massive damage death.
He's awesome. I love that rule.
I love level 1.
Yeah. It'll kind of move back to its home base a little bit for its final action. And to Tyler.
Okay.
Oh,
here's what we're going to...
Wait a second. Hang on.
Thinking, I got to save this robotic pirate. I think I got a plan, though.
Okay.
I hope I have a plan. It does involve a lot of luck.
Drew Scally's unconscious, dying too. Did you have something before Tyler took his turn?
No, I just get something every time I die in combat.
Okay. All right. Well, Tyler, what do you got for your turn?
Oh, no. Biscuits.
Biscuits are for healers that keep their entire team together. You don't get any biscuits. Oh, thank you. Go make Drew make a new character. Drew's gonna have to play a Sheeran statue for a second character.
I don't have enough actions.
Okay. Man. You rolled a 16, and so you have a plus 11.
Oh!
Don't you steal my math. My secret so math.
That's so good.
Okay, let's just see I'm going to spend an action to transfer 4 hit points from the Vitality Network to Drew.
Drew, you're back in it.
And I'm going to, I guess, sustain. I got to go back to Shadow Snap. Because I think Shadow Snap, if I delay it, can do some disruptive stuff. Okay. If you command the shadow to stalk, attempt a spell attack roll against the target's AC, and the first time the target uses a manipulate action or a move action, if the attack is a critical hit and the trigger was manipulate or move, the shadow disrupts that action. So all I have to do is use Shadow Snap, get a critical hit, and then if you try to move, I can just disrupt that.
Okay.
It's just that easy.
That's easy.
So yeah, you okay.
Make an attack with Shadow Snap?
Yeah, I'm going to do Shadow Snap, but this is an attack that will only go off if you make a manipulate or move action. I just need like a 20, 15. Okay. I mean, it's a hit. That's 21.
Yeah.
Okay. So, So no crit, but a hit when if you move or manipulate, and I have a third action that I really don't have a good use for, I don't think.
So you're commanding the shadow to attack it. So you can roll damage here, right?
I can if you would like me to, but like if you decide just to stand still and not do anything, the attack technically wouldn't go off because it is only triggered by, again, manipulate and move actions. So or ranged attack roll or spell. So but I am happy to roll it if you want me to.
Yeah, let's see if we can get any damage on this thing before the end of the...
Come on, max damage!
Nope.
No, 5. That's not going to be enough.
Oh, okay, good. Good, 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 good. Okay.
Yeah, I'll say I'm done.
For folks that are in the hallway, I'm going to skip over you and get back to Drew. Drew, you heading out of here? You're on the ground.
Yeah, I'm now up, and I'm going to get on out of here.
Okay. I'm going to call this full retreat and drop us out of the combat here.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.